really is a great pleasure to welcome a very special guest to this week's podcast, a driver who's stormed to four titles and a gold medal in just over two seasons racing cars. It is, of course, Andrea Kimi Antonelli. News of Kimi's promotion from Formula Regional straight to Formula 2 in the autumn caused shockwaves, and not only in the world of junior single-seaters. From the relative obscurity of the regional paddock, he's now suddenly been thrust into the spotlight. My name's Roger Gascoigne, and this is the Formula Scout Podcast. Kimi, welcome back to the podcast. I'm amazed that we managed to find some time in your hectic schedule. It seems like ages since you wrapped up the Formula Regional title in Zandvoort back in October, but it looks like you've had a pretty exciting winter with everything that's been going on since then, right?
Yeah, as you said, now it's been like quite a long time since Zandvoort. The last race of the Freca. I've had a busy winter, you know, to prepare the new season, the upcoming season. And I've been training quite a lot because obviously the new car is way more demanding on the physical side. So I had to push a bit more also, you know, look into the winter testing in Abu Dhabi. So I had quite a busy winter. Now I just got started again after the winter break. And we're getting ready in order to, you know, be ready to get started, you know.
Let's start with the Abu Dhabi test. So, I guess you probably had some runs in a GP2 car just to get a little bit acclimatized to the extra power before you got into the real Formula 2 car?
Yeah, of course. I did a couple of days in the GP2 just to... I didn't have a lot of time because actually, you know, between the Freca and the testing in Abu Dhabi, there wasn't a lot of time. So I did a couple of days just to mainly get used to the power and also to the car in general, because it's quite a lot different. I couldn't do much, to be honest. It was really cool in Abu Dhabi because was good to, you know, understand the car, even though this year is going to be different. I was able to, you know, adapt quite well and to understand it. I was quite happy about it.
Were you surprised that, you know, you could seem to get on top of the car very quickly? You didn't seem to need a lot of time to acclimatize. The pace was there almost immediately. Was that a surprise, or were you sort of expecting to be on the pace quite quickly?
I kind of expect to be on the pace, but obviously, I know the level is really high. I felt good with the car straight away. This is something I didn't expect, to be honest. From the first day, I really felt confident with the car. Also, the team really helped me because, you know, they also know the car very well. So also they could set up well straight away, even to help me to adapt to the car. So maybe we started also with an easier setup in order to help me. And then we develop on that. I felt good straight away. And from the first session, I just tried to improve lap by lap. Even though it was not easy, because obviously in F2, with the tires you have, you don't have many laps. So you're quite limited on that side. It's not like the lower categories where you have many push laps because the tires keeps improving. Actually, in F2 is the opposite. Like, the tires gives you the best on the first two laps and then it starts dropping. So you need always to get the best out of it in the very beginning. And that is one thing where I struggle, to be honest, during the test. Because obviously being used to the Freca tires, I had to change a bit the mindset. So trying to give the everything like at the very beginning, while in Freca you try to keep a bit of margin in the start to then give everything at the end when the tires give you the best. So Actually, this was a point where I struggled during the test, but I improved in the last 2 days. Yeah, apart from that, the feeling was good. I think I didn't have the full confidence still at the end of the 3 days, but I think for the next few, next few tests that we will do in Bahrain will be much better.
Was it more on the sort of long runs that you were struggling to adapt in terms of keeping the tires alive for a long run, or was it more on getting maximum
No.
on a quali lap?
Actually, the long run was surprisingly good, to be honest, because I actually really focus also talking to my engineer. I really try to focus on feeling the tire, so not going over the this limit of the tire, because in F2 is there's no real degradation of the tire, is more thermal. So if the temperature goes way too high, you start to lose a lot of performance. So you just have to stay under that window of temperature. And in I have to say I really improved during the 3 days in the long run, because actually I understood how to stay under that window. Obviously, there's still quite a bit of room of improvements, but was actually really good long run. Well, where I struggled was mainly performance, to be honest, to extract the best out of the tire in the first 2 laps. I was always doing the lap way too late compared to the others. So this is gonna be one of the main room and main area to look and to improve.
Yeah, and apart from the tires, the power, the acceleration, the braking, was that something that was easier to get used to? Or what sort of surprised you or
The power was not a big issue, to be honest. The main difference compared also to Freco was the braking, obviously, because in F2 you have carbon brakes, which are really, really powerful. So obviously, you can put quite a lot more pressure on braking, and you can actually push the braking quite a lot. So yeah, that was also one thing where the first day I struggled a little bit, but then I improved. Also, the another thing was the brake warm up. Because obviously carbon brakes under a certain temperature, they don't work well. So also to keep the temperature up was not easy during the test. So also on that, the first day, actually the first 2 days, I really struggled. But then the third day I fixed it. So yeah, also the braking was quite a bit of a challenge during the test, but after every run I was understanding more and more. And I think for that also the test in Bahrain, I will try a few new things in order to improve also the brake performance. And yeah, hopefully it will work out.
I'm sure. I mean, compared to, Freca, where there's a huge amount of track time, right? You get a lot of testing. There are pre-event tests. There's the collective tests. You get a lot of time on track. Whereas obviously Formula 2 and Formula 3, you get the test now in Bahrain, but there's very little track time over the weekend. Is that something you're concerned about, or do you think, you'll be able to get on top of things pretty quickly, and obviously there's some new tracks as well for you coming up.
For sure, I think in the first few rounds, I will need to adapt to this new format. But I think I'm already like working on the sim in order to change this kind of mindset, because obviously you have to change a bit the way you approach practice, because obviously with when you have only one practice, you really need to maximize all the track time you have. So obviously, you need to change a bit the mindset. So already on the sim, I'm doing this kind of work in order to, change this mindset and try to maximize every lap. So yeah, I think the first few rounds I will still need to adapt, because obviously on the sim is one thing, on the real track is another thing. So yeah, for sure there will be a bit of adaptation. I will need a bit of adaptation, but then I think it will be fine after a bit.
And the sim is already set up for the new car, or obviously you haven't had a chance to calibrate it, but.
I mean, we're trying to develop the new car. Obviously, we're just at the beginning, because the new cars have just been released. So obviously we're at the beginning of this development, but for now we're doing a good work. We're trying to, we're doing quite a lot of sessions in order to, try to find the best compromise as soon as possible in order to, be ready for the start of the season.
The fact that there is a new car, I mean, is that something which is, positive for you, that it reduces the experience gap to some of the guys who are coming back for second or third years in Formula 2?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, the new car is new for everyone. So, obviously, the experience will still, pay off a little bit, especially at the beginning, even though it's gonna be a new car. But yeah, I think is new for everyone. It's gonna be a new challenge for everyone, not only for the drivers but also for the teams. But yeah, for sure. Also, that's why the sim session are gonna be important. Because they can help, on trying to find the best compromise on the car balance. So, yeah, it's gonna be crucial in testing, especially to really understand how the car works, with the new regulation and how it will behave.
Let's go back to the decision to move up to Formula 2. We did an interview at the end of your Formula 4 season, and I think you were sort of saying, if it had been up to you originally, you would have gone straight to Formula 3, but then you discussed with Mercedes and with Prema, and basically did the Formula Regional season. But initially you'd been looking to move straight up, and Mercedes have always been kind of a little bit more conservative maybe with their drivers. And then suddenly, bang, Kimi's going straight to Formula 2. We're skipping Formula 3, which is a big move. How did that idea come about? Who said, I know, why don't we skip Formula 3 and go straight to Formula 2 for next year? How did that all happen?
Well, I mean, so obviously the initial decision came from Mercedes, but yeah, I mean, they obviously they want the best from me, and they made the decision because they think it's the best for me, also because there's a new car in F2, so that is is also a help. But yeah, also because the season in Freca was going really well, even though I had a difficult start, during the season I managed to recover, so they were really happy with that. And then yeah, then we discussed about it, and at the end the decision came, and obviously I was really excited about it when I first heard of it. But at the same time, initially I was a bit concerned because I know myself is a really big step because I'm skipping F3, obviously. But it's a new challenge, and also looking after, after testing, is also kind of motivating. I'm not really concerned anymore about the step, because in testing I felt quite comfortable. So I'm just trying to get ready as best as possible in order to for the first race.
Yeah, but like when whoever it was from Mercedes, Gwen or whoever, called you and said, "Hey, Kimi, we've got this idea. Why don't we miss Formula 3 for next year, go straight to Formula 2?" Like your first reaction was, "Hey, you guys are crazy. What are you saying to me?" Or what was your initial reaction? "Wow, great, let's go for it. I'm fully on board." But what was your first reaction when they said, "Hey, we've got this really great idea?"
I mean, I was quite shocked, to be honest. But at the same time, I was really happy because, I was like, wow, F2, really big step. Yeah, I was really happy. It was still during the former regional season, so I was like, yeah, guys, like, I'm really happy. Thank you for this. Let's first finish the job in Formula Regional, and then we'll think about F2. But yeah, the first rush was really like, I was like, wow, like, Formula Two. So I was really happy. I was really happy about it.
You said it was during the season. Do you remember when that sort of idea first kind of came up?
Was like after the summer break.
Yeah. Okay, so quite early. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll maybe come back to 24 and beyond at the end, but let's step back as you've mentioned the regional season. So another title, two titles in 2023. So another fantastic year. So congratulations. Well done for that. You know, how do you look back on the season? You said earlier, you know, you had a difficult start, as always in Imola. Your first round in Imola is your kind of nightmare start to every season. But how would you then look back on the season just gone?
I would like also to talk about the UAE, because also that was a part of the success. Also for the UAE, I didn't have a easy start because I had an injury from FIM Motorsport Games, so I missed like the whole winter testing. I did only Mugello and then 1 day and a half in Barcelona. I just went to the UAE with basically no experience, and I was still not fully recovered with the wrist from the injury. The start also there was not the easiest one, but I think was really useful to do UAE because even though the tires were different and also the engine was different, it was still good learning, to understand how the car was working and, race-wise, during the quali. So especially in the races, while following other cars, which was really difficult. It was really useful to do UAE. And also at the end we managed to win the championship, so it was really good as well. And it was good because it kind of prepared me for the European season. Then going to European season, obviously, as I said before, the start was not the easiest, especially in Imola, with the technical issues, and then also Budapest, where I had a gearbox problem in race one. The start was not the easiest one. With the team, we managed to work really hard and to take the best out of every weekends. Even in those weekends where we were struggling a little bit with the pace, we managed to bring the best to take the best out of it. And I think also consistency was a key point during the season, because as I said before, every weekend we were scoring the best we could, taking the most amount of points we could. So I think that was the key of the championship, and that allowed us to win the championship. And also I think from Paul Ricard, or actually after my first win, I think that was also a turning point on the mental side, because it kind of gave me the momentum to keep pushing hard, and also for the team was really important. So actually when we got the championship lead in Paul Ricard, I think for the team and for me it was a really, really good thing, especially on the mental side. And during the summer break, we even after the summer break, we were able to keep the same momentum as before the summer break. So it was really good. And then also to win in Zandvoort was really good. Was a great weekend. Also to end the championship with a win was really special.
That was incredible. You seemed to find traction when everybody else was struggling in rain and wind, and you seemed to find a way through to the front after I can't remember where you qualified, but it wasn't the perfect qualifying. I mean, that was that your best race, or was there another one that sort of gave you more satisfaction in the season?
No, I think that was one of the best races. I think was like really good overall. I mean during the During the whole weekend, we've been really fast on the wet from practices. Obviously, qualifying on Sunday didn't go as planned. I think because the red flag came out and also the session wasn't restarted, so was a bit of a mess. But yeah, I think in that qualifying we didn't show the potential. But then we did in the race. So in the race we showed our real potential on the rain, and I think everything just really worked well. Because obviously the car was working really well. I felt really good in it, and I was just driving naturally that race. I was just not thinking. I was just driving naturally, and everything was coming, easy. It was not an easy race, don't get me wrong, because obviously conditions were really difficult. It was really slippery, because it was really cold and windy. So even to keep the tires up to temperature, especially behind the safety car, was really difficult. So it was really tricky. I just felt really good under those conditions, and it was the best feeling, one of the best feeling I ever had in a race car, because I was just driving naturally, And then the outcome was that one, the way.
Yeah, I can tell you, standing on top of the pit building watching the race, it was definitely cold and windy. I can still getting warm from that weekend. And you said the Formula 2 discussions had started after the summer break. So was it difficult to concentrate in those final races, or was it more the extra motivation knowing if I deliver this, then I've already got that next step kind of lined
I
up?
think, so I actually turned it into extra motivation because I didn't really wanted to think about F2, because I knew there was still the job to finish, which was obviously the Formula Regional. So even though they told me that I would have gone to F2, I still wanted to do my best and to deliver the best, and to finish the job in the best way as possible. So obviously I use it as extra motivation to do even better.
Yeah, obviously it was a difficult season in other ways, and you dedicated your win also to Delano Van't Hoff. Obviously don't want to talk about that in great detail, but how difficult was it to sort of refocus when you came to Mugello? I mean, a lot of the drivers said it was a very strange atmosphere, and people were sort of struggling to get back kind of into the mood.
Yeah, of course. It was really a hard hit, because when you think about it, everything happened in like super fast. And when I think about it, that I was in the race, I was in on the track at the same time. It was really a hard hit, and was really hard to get back, focus mentally, because obviously is you never want to see and to experience these kind of things. So obviously Mugello was hard to go, to get back in the right mood, but at the end is what I love to do. I just try to keep going and to do even better in order to overtake and to move on, So that was my mentality that weekend. And obviously since Spa, I raced for Delano as well. So yeah, that was my kind of motivation to do even better.
Yeah, and I think it reflects very well on all the drivers and teams in the championship, how everybody kind of stuck together and reacted as a whole championship, and you all sort of really supported each other, I had the feeling. So I think that's really a credit to everybody who was racing in the championship. Let's move to more positive things. So let's move to Mercedes. Obviously, we talked about that last year after your Formula 4 triumph, and you've now been with Mercedes for a number of years. It seems to be their philosophy is very much I mean, the support is there, but they don't like to push themselves to the front. So Gwen and Stefan and the team are sort of in the background a little bit. That seems to me to be their philosophy of how best they support their drivers. How do you find the support that you get from Mercedes, and how does that help you to improve and to perform?
Obviously, their support has been like crucial since when I started with them, and I'm really happy to be with them for several years now and to keep going with them. But yeah, they don't only give me support on track but also off track. For example, from last year, they gave me a trainer, full-time personal trainer who helped me on the physical side. Especially after weekends, because now he moved to Bologna where I live, so he's really helpful on that. So I actually have consistency on the trainings, which is really important, especially for this season. And but yeah, also on track, they're really supportive. I have mainly Stefan and Gwen, but this year I will have also Jerome and other people from Mercedes, so I will have the full support. But yeah, I'm really happy about it. I have really good relationship with all of them, and I actually enjoy spending time with them on the racetracks. And but yeah, they're really supportive. Especially on the hard moments, on the difficult moments, they're always there trying to try to hype you up, try to push you to work harder and to do even better. And I think that's really helped me, not only as a driver, but also, as a person. So, yeah, I'm really happy to get their support, and yeah, I'm just really looking forward to, for this season.
Yeah, you mentioned the physical trainer. I mean, how much tougher is Formula 2 physically to deal with? How much physical strength do you need to build up over the winter to adapt, or is it not that much of a challenge?
No, obviously it was quite a bit of a challenge, because obviously the F2 is quite a bit more demanding, because it has more downforce, the car is a bit heavier, so the G forces are higher, and also has no power steering. So obviously, with more downforce, the steering wheel is heavier as well, and also because, as I said before, the car is heavier. So, physically it was tough. In Abu Dhabi, I'm not gonna lie, the last day I struggled a little bit on the physical side. Yeah, after that test, during the winter break, I really worked hard, and now I'm really pushing on the physical side in order to be as ready as possible for the first race. But yeah, especially at the beginning was quite a bit of a challenge because we had to change the training quite a bit from Freca. Yeah, I had to adapt, but now it's good.
You noticed it more. You said you were struggling at the end of the Abu Dhabi test. Is it more you noticed in the arms or on the neck muscles or
So
everywhere?
neck, I mean, yeah, everywhere. Neck wise, I didn't really struggle because I really worked before that test on the neck wise. I struggle more arm wise, because. Obviously, I try to train as much as possible, but at the end, the best training you do it on the car. So obviously on the car with the G forces and other factors, you train the muscles, you use muscle differently, a bit differently. So obviously the best training is the car, but I try to help this side on the gym, of course. But yeah, that was the main area where I struggled during the test.
And one thing, which is noticeable, obviously, we Formula Scout, we followed you. I think we were at your first race at the Red Bull Ring in Formula 4, and so through Formula 4 and regional. And there aren't that many people in the paddock. There's one, maybe two journalists. You all seem to have quite a few fans, mainly female, I seem to remember. But it's nothing compared to being in the Formula 1 support. So suddenly, from when the rumors came of Formula 2 at Monza, suddenly there's lots of articles and interviews and hype and Kimi this and Kimi that. And you know, now there's, oh, Kimi's going to be 2025 in Formula One and he's going to be driving a Williams and blah, blah, blah. Obviously, I'm not going to, ask you about silly rumors that come from somewhere else, but how do you manage to keep like normal, keep your feet on the ground? Suddenly there's kind of this explosion of interest, and even in the Formula One world, people are talking about or Kimi Antonelli. But you, I mean, you've always managed, I think, watching you perform, to still maintain a like a normal rhythm, be a normal person in the paddock, and like keep your feet on the ground. So how do you deal with this sudden explosion of hype around you? It must be quite difficult for a 17-year-old. I mean, I know, Mercedes and Prema give you lots of training, but how does that impact you, or is it something that gives you actually more energy?
I mean, it was not easy because obviously from all of a sudden, when the news came out, it was like bang, and I was still during the Freca season, so obviously it was quite a it was an experience, to be honest. But thanks to Prema and Mercedes, they really helped me on that side. Also, they're both of them, they're really trying to, they don't want to set any expectation for me. And I don't want to, when I told to people, so I don't want to set any expectation, because it's, first of all, I think, it's a difficult category. The level is really high. So we will see during the season where we are. I will see during the season how I perform. So I don't want to set any expectation before the season actually starts. So also Mercedes and Prema have helped me on that side to also to keep me focused, and yeah, so actually now I'm just focusing on the job I have to do, on the preparation I have to do, to be as ready as possible for the first race. But yeah, coming back to your question, it was not easy, because obviously it was the first time I was experiencing such a thing. But yeah, Prema and Mercedes were ready for that, so they really helped me on that, and they helped me to keep focus, especially because when the news came out, it was during the Freca season, so I still had to deliver and to finish the job, so it was really important to me to stay focused.
We talked about Mercedes, and you also now refer to Prema. So, you've been there since the start of your career. It must feel like a kind of family environment, right?
No, obviously, I mean, I've started my single seater, my single seater journey. I started with them, basically. So, for sure, they became like my second family. I have a really good relationship with the team, and I'm really happy to have the chance to keep going with them in F2 this year. Because I think also the mental side is really important for a driver. Because especially when you have such a good relationship with the team, it's really important to keep going with them, and also knowing the potential of the team. I am really happy about that, and I'm really looking forward to work with them once again this season.
So last question. I mean, you said Mercedes Prema haven't set any, specific targets for your first year, and also not to put, too much pressure on. For you personally, what are your goals for the 24 season?
I mean, for sure, I'll try to do my best. Of course, the mentality is to win, but at the same time, I'm aware of the difficulties that I might face during the season. So obviously, I'll try to learn as much as possible in testing, in order to make as much experience as possible, and then we'll see during the season where we will be. But I think we can do a good season. I just need to keep working hard and try to do the best job as possible together with the team.
Okay, well, no, thank you. Thanks very much for your time. I know you have a very busy schedule, and thanks to Prema for setting it up. And no, I think it's going to be a really exciting year. I think there's some very good drivers in Formula 2 this year, and really looking forward to seeing how you progress. It's always nice to see the Formula Regional drivers at the front. So that will also be good to see how you progress. And I think with Prema, with you and Ollie Bearman, that's going to be a very exciting combination to watch on track. So thank you for your time. Good luck for this season. Hopefully the hype isn't too much and allows you to stay within your sporting bubble and to perform and to not have too many distractions off track. And I'm sure Mercedes and Prema will keep you on the right path. And good luck for the season. Good luck in Bahrain, and look forward to seeing the next testing, which I guess is just under a month, right? It
Yeah,
starts
exactly.
in Bahrain. So good luck, and thank you again. And we'll look forward to catching up with you in the Formula 2 paddock in 24.
Okay, thank you very
Thanks very
much,
much.
and see you soon on track.